Section 3, I Had Seen a Vision. Reading assignment, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 1 through 26. Our Heritage, pages 1 through 4. After Jesus Christ was crucified, his apostles presided over the church, but soon persecution, divisions, and apostasy increased. Within a few decades, there was a falling away from the church, as the apostles had prophesied. Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. This falling away is known as the Great Apostasy. What were some of the consequences of the Great Apostasy? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 15 through 16. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 8 through 9, verses 19, and verse 21. Mormon, chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Why was Joseph confused about which church he should join? See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 5 through 10. How was Joseph's situation like that of people today who are searching to know the truth? What are some of the truths we can learn from the first vision? Scripture chain, the apostasy and the restoration. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. Acts chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 14 through 17. And section 128, verses 20 through 21. Scriptures relating to section number 3, I Had Seen a Vision. Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 15 through 16. 15. For they have strayed from mine ordinances, and have broken mine everlasting covenant. 16. They seek not the Lord to establish his righteousness, but every man walketh in his own way, and after the image of his own God, whose image is in the likeness of the world, and whose substance is that of an idol, which waxeth old and shall perish in Babylon, even Babylon the great, which shall fall. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 8 through 9, verse 19 and verse 21. 8. During this time of great excitement, my mind was called up to serious reflection and great uneasiness. But though my feelings were deep and often poignant, still I kept myself aloof from all these parties, though I attended their several meetings as often as occasion would permit. In process of time, my mind became somewhat partial to the Methodist sect, and I felt some desire to be united with them. But so great were the confusion and strife among the different denominations that it was impossible for a person young as I was, and so unacquainted with men and things, to come to any certain conclusion who was right and who was wrong. 9. My mind at times was greatly excited, the cry and tumult were so great and incessant. The Presbyterians were most decided against the Baptists and Methodists, and used all the powers of both reason and sophistry to prove their errors, or at least to make the people think they were in error. On the other hand, the Baptists and Methodists, in their turn, were equally zealous in their endeavoring to establish their own tenets and disprove all others. 19. I was answered that I must join none of them, for they were all wrong, and the personage who addressed me said that all their creeds were an abomination in his sight, that those professors were all corrupt, that they draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They teach for doctrines the commandments of men, having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. 21. Some few days after I had this vision, I happened to be in company with one of the Methodist preachers, who was very active in the before-mentioned religious excitement. And conversing with him on the subject of religion, I took occasion to give him an account of the vision which I had had. I was greatly surprised at his behavior. He treated my communication not only lightly, but with great contempt, saying it was all of the devil, that there were no such things as visions or revelations in these days, that all such things had ceased with the apostles, and that there would never be any more of them. Mormon chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. 13. But wickedness did prevail upon the face of the whole land, insomuch that the Lord did take away his beloved disciples, and the work of miracles and of healing did cease because of the iniquity of the people. 14. And there were no gifts from the Lord, and the Holy Ghost did not come upon any, because of their wickedness and unbelief. Joseph Smith History, 1, verses 5 through 10. 5. Sometime in the second year after our removal to Manchester, there was in the place where we lived an unusual excitement on the subject of religion. It commenced with the Methodists, but soon became general among all the sects in that region of the country. Indeed, the whole district of country seemed affected by it, and great multitudes united themselves to the different religious parties, which created no small stir and division amongst the people, some crying, "Lo here," and others, "Lo there." Some were contending for the Methodist faith, some for the Presbyterian, and some for the Baptist. 6. For notwithstanding the great love which the converts to these different faiths expressed at the time of their conversion, and the great zeal manifested by the respective clergy, who were active in getting up and promoting this extraordinary scene of religious feeling, in order to have everybody converted, as they were pleased to call it, let them join what sect they pleased. Yet when the converts began to file off, some to one party and some to another, it was seen that the seemingly good feelings of both the priests and the converts were more pretended than real. For a scene of great confusion and bad feeling ensued, priest contending against priest, and convert against convert, so that all their good feelings one for another, if they ever had any, were entirely lost in a strife of words and a contest about opinions. 7. I was at this time in my 15th year. My father's family was proselyted to the Presbyterian faith, and four of them joined that church, namely my mother, Lucy, my brothers Hiram and Samuel Harrison, and my sister Sophronia. 8. During this time of great excitement, my mind was called up to serious reflection and great uneasiness. But though my feelings were deep and often poignant, still I kept myself aloof from all these parties, though I attended their several meetings as often as occasion would permit. In process of time, my mind became somewhat partial to the Methodist sect, and I felt some desire to be united with them. But so great were the confusion and strife among the different denominations that it was impossible for a person young as I was, and so unacquainted with men and things, to come to any certain conclusion who was right and who was wrong. 9. My mind at times was greatly excited. The cry and the tumult were so great and incessant. The Presbyterians were most decided against the Baptists and Methodists, and used all the powers of both reason and sophistry to prove their errors, or at least to make people think they were in error. On the other hand, the Baptists and Methodists, in their turn, were equally zealous in endeavoring to establish their own tenets and disprove all others. 10. In the midst of this war of words and tumult of opinions, I often said to myself, "What is to be done? Who of all these parties are right, or are they all wrong together? If any one of them be right, which is it, and how shall I know it? Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. 11. Behold, the days come, as saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. 12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Acts chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Doctrine and Covenant, section 1, verses 14 through 17. 14. And the arm of the Lord shall be revealed, and the day cometh, that they who will not hear the voice of the Lord, neither the voice of his servants, neither give heed to the words of the prophets and apostles, shall be cut off from among the people. 15. For they have strayed from mine ordinances, and have broken mine everlasting covenant. 16. They seek not the Lord to establish his righteousness, but every man walketh in his own way, and after the image of his own God, whose image is in the likeness of the world, and whose substance is that of an idol, which waxeth old and shall perish in Babylon, even Babylon the great, which shall fall. 17. Wherefore I, the Lord, knowing the calamity which should come upon the inhabitants of the earth, called upon my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., and spake unto him from heaven, and gave him commandments. Doctrine and Covenant, section 128, verses 20 through 21. 20. And again, what do we hear? Glad tidings from Cumorah, Moroni, an angel from heaven, declaring the fulfillment of the prophets, the book to be revealed. A voice of the Lord in the wilderness of Fayette, Seneca County, declaring the three witnesses to bear record of the book. The voice of Michael on the banks of the Susquehanna, detecting the devil when he appeared as an angel of light. The voice of Peter, James, and John in the wilderness between Harmony, Susquehanna County, and Colesville, Broome County, on the Susquehanna River, declaring themselves as possessing the keys of the kingdom and of the dispensation of the fullness of times. 21. And again the voice of God in the chamber of old Father Whitmer in Fayette, Seneca County, and at sundry times and in divers places, through all the travels and tribulations of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the voice of Michael the Archangel, the voice of Gabriel, and of Raphael, and of divers angels from Michael or Adam down to the present time, all declaring their dispensation, their rights, their keys, their honors, their majesty and glory, and the power of their priesthood, giving line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, giving us consolation by holding forth that which is to come, confirming our hope. End of the scripture section on section 3, I had seen a vision. End of section 3, I had seen a vision.